Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
Now, Victoria was hit by 3 earthquakes today. Tremors were felt as far as New South Wales and Tasmania. There's been a further 6th since the 5.9 magnitude quake hit regional Victoria this morning. And the initial 5.9 magnitude event was the largest earthquake ever recorded on land in Victoria. It was at a depth of about 10 kilometres and it occurred within the epicentre of near Mansfield in Victoria, which is where my in-laws live.
Very convenient. And your mother-in-law, Sue Jones, joins us now. Sue, how are you going?
Hi, good, thank you.
Nice to talk to you twice in one day.
Yes, yeah.
You say you don't call up every day?
No, not every day, sorry.
Oh, slack. Hey, Sue, what happened where you were?
So it occurred about 9:15 this morning, and because it's not a day that I work, I was in bed reading. And the bed began to shake. I thought, we live in a property, and I thought, is this like helicopters in the vicinity? Was someone dynamiting? And the bed shook wildly, and then I could literally hear it coming. So the window started to shake up the hallway, and then the walls shook. And I have a stone house, so it's very hard for the stone walls to shake, but they weren't, like, not side to side, but you could feel them.
Wow.
It was wobbling. And then the roof was on top of that wobbling. And at about that time, I ran out of the house. I had no idea whether this was going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, good call to get out. Yeah. But fascinating that you could hear it coming as well.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that. So what did you do once you're outside?
What is quite strange is that once you're outside, you can feel it through your feet too. So it's really disconcerting, your usual sense of working out how the world is working. It is kind of pulled out from underneath you. And I've spoken to this with a couple of friends, is that we both experienced this sense of suddenly being very small in the face of tremendous power.
Mm.
And so the responses to that have been anything from thrilling to terrified.
The aftershocks, we know you've had a few of them. How have they been?
Mm.
Where were you in those situations?
So there was, by that time, my husband had found me and I'd got onto the seismology site, which confirmed that, yes, it was an earthquake, and it was graded about 5.3 then, and now it's gone up to 5.9. And then there was an aftershock after that, which was nowhere near as bad as the first. I think the first one lasted for about 20 seconds, which felt like 20 minutes.
What did you do straight after it happened?
I ran. It's pathetic, isn't it? But I I ran. I just wanted to get out into, you know, the wide open space.
Mm.
My friend tells me that all her horses ran into the middle of the paddock about 5 seconds before it hit. Yeah.
Before
not that long.
Yeah.
Just before it hit, the horses ran into the middle of the paddock.
Isn't it funny how animals instinctively know what to do?
Yeah. Can you tell us about some of the I guess, sadly, the devastation that has occurred? Have you seen many buildings and cars or?
Not at all. I wouldn't call it devastation. So there was a building in Melbourne, you know, that's quite an old building, I think, and part of that facade all came down in the street, as far as I understand it. Fortunately, on nobody, so no person was hurt. And I would say that, you know, there are going to be structural cracks in things that they'll have to look out for now, because it was quite a shake. We live near Mount Buller, and I was looking at the Buller cams, and you can see the earthquake cam register, you know, looking at these skiers coming down the mountain. It's all very peaceful, and suddenly the whole cam is shaking. But in order to shake the cam, you have to shake the mountain. So,
yeah, that would have been terrifying.
Yeah. And I have to say that one of my sons was driving, and he didn't actually, driving machinery, he didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Was there anything in your house that you wish got destroyed? Is there like a gift you got given and you're like, oh, man, I wish that dropped?
No family wedding photos.
No, we have had a recent renovation, so I was like, oh, gosh. You know, I hope all this stays intact. But it was it was fine. And given that we built the house ourselves, I always do worry about that.
Yeah. Was in the back of the mind.
Well, you guys did a great job.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. That's Sue Jones, my mother-in-law, who's in Mansfield, mm-hmm. where that Victorian earthquake hit. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.